Federal officials allege that Lorenzo Salgado Arujo ignored commands during a traffic stop and attempted to ram an officer with his vehicle. However, authorities have not released any evidence supporting those claims. Speaking from a press conference in Texas, Juan Proano, the CEO of the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, says ICE has left the public with more questions than answers.
We do not believe you. You have not earned that trust. ICE has not earned that trust from the American people. Your pattern has been one of inaccuracies, of prejudicial leaks before the facts are known, of twisting the narrative to fit your version of events.
Proano pointed to the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy in Minneapolis, where he said publicly released video did not corroborate federal agents' accounts. He called on authorities to release the body camera footage from the shooting of Salgado Arujo.
Release everything. Indict or exonerate, but hide nothing. Bury nothing.
The victim's son, Ronaldo Salgado, says his father may have been frightened because the people who stopped him were in unmarked vehicles. He says his father was in the process of obtaining a legal work permit and noted that he had no criminal record, contradicting the Department of Homeland Security's claims that its enforcement efforts are focused on people with serious criminal histories.
We dotted every I, crossed every T, filled every document, attended every appointment. He was close to obtaining his legal status. My father was a private man, a man who dedicated his life to work. He worked the last 30 years of his life building homes in the Houston suburbs. Part of his dream was to build a house for himself and his family, just like the hundreds he had built for himself over his career. I am calling for a full investigation into the events that transpired yesterday, July 7th. He did not deserve to die. He did not deserve to be reduced to a headline of Mexican man shot and killed by ICE. He deserved to live a quiet life as Lorenzo Salgado Araujo.
The family says officials have provided them with little to no information, and they first learned of his death through social media.
I frantically called family, friends, loved ones to see if they can find any information. I saw a video posted on Facebook that he had been shot. I recognized him immediately. Not from his appearance, but from his voice, crying for help as he lay on the street, bleeding out.
Since the incident, he says neither ICE nor the FBI has contacted the family directly, not even to provide a next of kin notification, despite publicly releasing the victim's name. Salgado says three other men, including his uncle, was with his father during the time of the shooting.
All three men were rounded up. I have not heard from them, but I hope that they are able to provide their own statements to prove that my father feared for his life as unmarked cars followed my dad, who only wanted to get back to work and back to us.
According to the Houston Fire Department, he suffered a gunshot wound to the abdomen and later died in the hospital. His death has sparked outrage, including from Texas Democrat Congressman Chris Menifee.
Somebody being killed by law enforcement is a big goddamn deal.
ICE and DHS representatives have not responded to repeated requests for additional comments. Juan Proano says LULAC is offering a $5,000 reward for information and videos from witnesses.
We have watched an open season declared on Latinos and communities of color under the guise of public safety.
This shooting was at least the eighth death resulting from an encounter with federal immigration officers since the start of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Meanwhile, Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, says her country is preparing legal measures in response to the death. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.